USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jobless claims climbing as the nation waits for the economy to heal. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com says healing will come as more people get vaccinated, but in the meantime, new employment numbers are still elevated.
745,000 new claims in the programs administered by states and another 437,000 or so in the pandemic unemployment assistance program. So you step back from this and you see about a total of 1.2 million new claims coming in.
Hamrick also telling USA Radio News he feels confident that as vaccine rollouts continue, the economy is bound to improve substantially. Americans are paying more than ever each month for their car loans. The average loan payment of a new car is now around $600. That's according to Experian's 2020 Auto Financing Report. The price of vehicles has increased with demand due to the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Protesters being killed by a military coup has people around the world taking note.
Myanmar security forces have killed more protesters as the military government has stepped up their crackdown on opponents of last month's coup. A UN official says 38 people were killed Wednesday, most in the country's largest city, Yangon. Hundreds have also reportedly been arrested by security forces. The Association of Southeastern Asian Nations released a statement earlier this week calling for an end to the violence and urged both sides to negotiate for a peaceful settlement. The UN Security Council will reportedly meet on Friday to discuss the situation. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There could be a link between COVID-19 deaths and high obesity rates. That's according to the World Obesity Federation's annual report. After observing multiple countries, analysts found a close association between severe COVID cases and higher body weights. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Society of Civil Engineers is rating the infrastructure in the United States.
America's airports, roads, and other systems received a grade of C-, a slight improvement from 2017's D+. Describing America's infrastructure, the American Society of Civil Engineers released its grade on Wednesday. The organization analyzes 17 individual categories, ranging from bridges, roadways, public transit, parks, and ports, and release a grade every 4 years. Grades this year range from a B, good, in rail, to a D-, poor, in transit. The C grade represents a mediocre rating. Grades in five categories, aviation, drinking water, energy, island waterways, and ports improved. Just one category, bridges, declined. It is the first time in 20 years America's infrastructure is out of the D range. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There's mixed reaction from New Yorkers after hearing Governor Andrew Cuomo's apology following accusations of sexual harassment from three women.
I think it's time for him to resign. I think he's lost a little credibility. I don't trust him. I don't believe him.
Where have these ladies been all this time? And now they're coming out? Leave them alone.
That audio, courtesy of the NBC News affiliate in New York, Cuomo says he's never touched anyone inappropriately and never knew at the time that he was making anyone feel uncomfortable. For that, he says he is sorry. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.